This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. So we talked about retail sales yesterday, up even in the face of all that inflation out there. Consumers making the choice to buy. Retailers, though, are making choices, too, in this inflationary moment we're having, most specifically what to do about their rising costs, and even more particularly, what to do about their imported products and ingredients and how much more expensive they're getting. I mean, sure, they could just jack up prices and make their customers eat the cost, right? But a lot of small business owners are trying to do everything they can to not do that. Marketplace's Justin Ho is on that one.
The cost of importing some of the olive oils and vinegars on sale at the Minneapolis store Vinaigrette has gone up a lot lately. And so later this month, owner Sarah Piepenberg is planning to raise some of her prices anywhere from 10 to 30%. It's not something she wants to have to do again.
Like, at what point is my olive oil or my vinegar going to be cost prohibitive to my customer base? Because I think it already has to a certain degree.
That is the situation small businesses across the country are trying to avoid. Instead of raising their prices, they're looking to other ways to protect their margins. For one Brooklyn-based importer, you might say the solution is less can be more.
You may look at something that you did before and say, well, this is not worth it.
Pat Whalen handles imports for Sahadi's, a food importer that's both a retailer and a wholesaler. At the company's retail store, that means not being open as many hours a day.
By the time you staff the store and by the time you run it and by the time you open and the little stuff, you realize that, like, well, for the first 2 hours, you're losing money. Do we really need to be there at this time?
The store is also selling fewer prepared dishes at the deli and stocking fewer items on its shelves. Cheeses, varieties of blackberry jam, types of almonds.
Does it matter to you whether the sliced almond has a brown rim on it or a white rim on it? Probably not.
While Sahadi's is cutting back, the bakery equipment supplier TMB Baking near San Francisco is doing the opposite.
What we're actually trying to do is increase our purchases.
Greg Warwick is the CEO.
Particularly things like spiral mixers and other things that are used in the bread baking industry.
The hope, Warwick says, is that by ordering more products, the company can negotiate lower prices with its suppliers. The company is also working to control the cost of shipping by cramming shipping containers full of more equipment.
We're crating them in a way that we can stack them higher into the container using every nook and cranny for different sizes and types of equipment.
Warwick says the company is leasing an additional warehouse to store all of that extra inventory. It also just bought a new truck to help reduce the cost of delivering items. Warwick says these are expensive decisions, so they're risky.
But we can be willing to take that risk just to keep our costs under control and our prices under reasonable increases to our customers as much as we're able to.
At Minneapolis olive oil and vinegar store Vinaigrette, owner Sarah Piepenberg has been trying to solve some of her supply chain challenges on her own. She always ships less than a truckload of merchandise, but she says it's hard for her to even get the attention of the LTL carrier companies that provide that kind of service.
And even if the LTL carrier can actually pick it up, do they have a driver to get it from point A to point B?
So twice now, she says, she and her husband have driven to Chicago to pick up orders themselves.
And the thing is like we have a minivan. I'm putting 5,000 pounds on my minivan and driving for 6 hours.
Piepenberg says she traded in her old minivan for a newer one that can handle the weight of the goods better. Now she's in the market for a flatbed trailer. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.